Welcome to the Business Report here on Nova 103.5, and we're talking global African energy, that is global African green hydrogen in specifics. And today I'm talking to Johannes Michels, the CEO of HyIron, to discuss the Global Africa Green Hydrogen Summit, which takes place from the 9th to the 11th of September. Johannes, welcome to the show. As CEO of HyIron, which is currently being touted as one of the success stories of the green hydrogen story, what are your expectations specifically for the summit and your involvement?
Yes, at first, thanks a lot for your invitation, Gary. Happy to be here this morning. So about our expectations, maybe the first and most important is together a lot of people that have interest in the industry and also explaining what it's about that we are doing and coming together to discuss also the challenges and the chances that we are facing. So us at HyIron, we've started production in April this year. We are most probably the only producer of iron at zero emissions currently in an industrial scale. And our objective is to sell zero emission iron at the price of conventional iron. In the beginning of such an industry, you need policymakers and financiers to come together to decide about a really novel way of doing things that includes risks and a lot of chances. I find many more chances than risks. But you have to convince the financiers to scale up, to get the economies of scale, to get the throughput to be also competitive in this world. And that's for me the main point of the summit, that we meet these people, that we show them the successes we have, the outlooks that we have, and convince a lot of politicians and people working in public administration to push and to work hard to make this a reality for creating a lot of jobs and also creating or shaping the future.
Now, often we'll talk to people, and as you know, the whole green hydrogen sector has a lot of naysayers, especially a number of economists who don't see the economics of the industry and they don't see it as being viable. But people on the fringe are often quite surprised to learn that there are already projects in the ground doing their thing. You've been in production since April. How much pressure do you feel as a leading project in Namibia to carry the banner of this green hydrogen sector?
Yes, of course, it's some pressure, but we try to turn it around into positive pressure, because our drive is the speed and to showcase what we are doing. So I would say it's rather positive, and we are very, very happy to show that what is possible, especially once you get into realizing the things and doing the real things. We see that a lot of the values that come from science and from analysts and consultants, they are not right. If you do it in reality, you can be much better and much more successful, especially if you are really dedicated.
So, Johannes, perhaps just very briefly, in the interest of time, just give us a sense of the HyIron. Our understanding is you're producing green steel, but what does that mean, and what is the market for green steel at the moment?
Yeah, so we are actually one step before. We are producing green iron. It's the most important pre-product for this green steel industry. Actually, what we are doing is the most energy intensive step, and that is the step from iron ore, so raw material into iron, and that you need a lot of energy that at the moment is mostly coming from coal, and all the energy for iron manufacturing at the moment is coming from fossil fuel. So we are the first one to not use fossil fuels, but renewable energy, solar power, and then hydrogen to make this production step. And we are not only showcasing that it's possible, but I mean, people know it's possible for centuries already, but we are mostly showing that it's economic to replace coal with hydrogen, that we can be very competitive. And as a side effect,
not have CO2 emissions where we see that they have very bad impacts on the climate. And that's really the foremost thing. So our key achievement is to, or our key objective is to show that we are economically competitive and that it makes sense to manufacture in this way already today and not only in 10 years or in 20 years or so.
And your energy supplier, are you producing your own energy at the moment or are you receiving this from outside vendors?
Correct. No, we are producing it ourselves. It's a full off-grid island system that we built. It's actually Namibia's second largest solar power plant. We do it this way because also now in our phase two, for which we are planning to have a final investment decision in this year, we plan to build around about 400 megawatt solar power plant, which would be the biggest in Namibia and already quite close to the size of our grid. So we would have a lot of responsibility towards the grid and the other way around. So that's why we are not on the grid producing all our energy for day and for night on our own.
Okay. And then obviously a product needs to go somewhere. You need to be able to sell this to somebody. What is your current offtake arrangements and what is the prospects for the future?
Mm-hmm. So we've got an offtake agreement with a steel manufacturer in Europe. We also produce now a lot of samples for different steel manufacturers all around the world, in Southeast Asia, in Australia, in many parts of the world, Europe, of course, South Africa. So they are all interested to try our materials and discuss bigger offtake, 15,000 tons, just to have a view or a perspective on the market is tiny amounts for the global steel market. So the world needs around about 2 billion tons a year. And one of our key customers, Toyota, for example, they alone need around about 10 million tons every year. And we are at 15,000 tons, and in our phase two, we will be at 200,000 tons with a 400 megawatt solar power plant. So the quantities needed are massive. The quantities that we can produce are still very, very small, but you need to start somewhere, and hopefully it's the basis to grow a lot.
All right, Johannes, let's roll back to the summit then. You'll have an opportunity to mingle with like-minded peers from around the world who I no doubt will be very curious to learn of this project happening in the middle of the Namibian wastelands. And I'm sure you'll have a lot of incredulous people going, you mean you're already doing it? It's not just a theory. What do you hope to achieve out of the summit?
Yeah, so at first, what I hope is that policymakers and public administration sees that this is a positive development, has a start now, and that needs action. So in terms of the policies and in terms of the surrounding that needs to be made, so that we can, as Namibia, we can still be on the forefront of this development. And so this is the first point, so that we develop more and more projects and use our resources, our energy potential to create value within the country. Number two is to see a lot of financing institutions to really become active and go into the market and also finance some of these projects to get into reality. And number three is to have a lot of interesting talks also to build high iron or similar projects also in other places of the world. As I said, the steel market is so incredibly huge to have a real impact. It would be great to have more international partners to do similar things like we do.
Johannes, all the very best for the summit. We hope you're able to achieve your objectives there. They do say the future belongs to those who roll up their sleeves and go and make it happen. And wonderful to learn that that high iron is already producing, not quite at full production yet, but already producing green iron, and that there's a world market for these products that is dwarfed by our current production. So that is on Global African Green Hydrogen today. It's Johannes Michels, the CEO of High Iron. Curious? you can get along to High Iron and go check out what they're up to, or you can get along to the summit as well and go and engage directly with Johannes and understand what the future of iron production looks like in our country.
Thank you very much.